Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gerald Celente is our guest. TrendsResearch.com. Is that right, Gerald?
That's right.
That's where you can find his institute. You can find his publication, Trends Journal, which is so important, folks. It's one of the most important things that I have. It comes in my building every month. Also, Trends 2000. I call it a book of prophecy, and I have been since 1998. Gerald, thank you again for being here. You know, Gerald, I wrote a piece, a component of a white paper I published a year ago was basically this. Small business owners don't begrudge billionaires of their billions. Most people on Main Street don't, in America, most people on Main Street have never begrudged rich people of their money if they weren't rich. Because we always believed, at least we felt at that, until the last 8 years, or maybe 10, 12 years, we always believed that we were at least allowed to come and play in that backyard. But for the last several years, you mentioned earlier, it's the economy, stupid. The thing that the pundits and the press missed, whenever the rich get to the point where they won't let us come and play in the backyard, we can't see an opportunity to become that like them, to grow our wealth, to have more for our families. Whenever you shut that off, that changes elections, doesn't it?
It's not only in the United States. What happened on Sunday over there in Italy?
In Italy, yep.
With Renzi coming, or is it Fonzi? I always get it mixed up.
Renzi.
You know, Renzi, Fonzi, you know. But anyway, it's not only there. It's all over the world. The people are tired of too few having too much and too many having too little. And so what they do is the media is dead. I mean, they moronically
They really completely blew themselves up this time,
yep.
Didn't they?
And now, of course, like little crybabies, they're creating this thing called fake news. You know, playing that, you know, there's fake news out there, like they're putting out real news. Hey, by the way, you remember that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. I think, now that wasn't the media that sold that. No,
mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't the media that sold us the Gulf of Tonkin line to Vietnam. No, that wasn't them. And I could go on for days.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making up this thing about fake news because they're covering up their failure. So going back to what were you just making the point of?
Well, the Main Street doesn't begrudge people if you're better off than me, we don't begrudge that as long as you'll allow me to do business in your back in the marketplace.
Right. So now the mainstream media has put a stupid label on that, calling it populist movements.
Yeah.
How about not getting shafted movements? How about we had enough of your baloney movements? How about we're sick and tired of you telling us what to do when you do whatever you want to do and you never go to jail for your too big to fail crimes, but we get stopped for going over the yellow line and you're turning the joint into a neo-feudal society where there are separate rules for the political nobility and the financial elite.
Well, Gerald, there's another thing in this inside of all, you know, they talk about the internals, looking at the internals of the polling and all that kind of thing. And this is perfectly fits handshakes with what you just got through saying. And it's the point that I've been making now for some time. And that is that small businesses are part of this movement. Small business owners.
Part of it.
There are
100
million voters who are connected directly or indirectly to a small business. And small businesses have taken it on the chin now for several years, but not, Gerald, the small businesses that are in business. Also, the small businesses that failed, that people are still struggling with. And one more category, and this is huge, the people who wanted to start a small business and the conditions were never right for them to do that, those people had a bad attitude and they voted that this time.
Yep. And again, as you were saying, you know, you don't have this is not the land of opportunity that it used to be. Because of the politics, they've shifted the playing field to benefit the bigs.
The corporate
America. If you or I want to open up a business, can we go to City Hall and ask them for a tax break?
Well,
no.
Yeah, those are the rent seekers, and the corporate America and Wall Street, in collusion with Washington, created an environment where they could make money through what I call financial capitalism rather than marketplace capitalism. Now, let me ask you a question: do you believe that tax reforms will cause corporate America to improve that situation?
No.
You're repatriating the money overseas
is,
and
no. What it will do is it. What we're looking at is a new trickle-down theory model. And what we're writing in the Trends Journal about, and by the way, Jim, we also do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night, besides weekly trend alerts, you know, in the Trends Journal. What we're saying is that when you look at the Trump rally, it's real. But what is it based on, and who's it going to profit? Who's going to profit from it? So here's the three elements that they're giving for the Trump rally. One, as you mentioned, tax reform of some level and repatriation of overseas tax. Number two, deregulation of certain industries or across the board. And number three, infrastructure improvement. So let's go backwards. Let's start with infrastructure.
Well, on the regulations, just make regulations where they're not anti-business. You know, you can regulate things. We're not talking about doing away with homogenizing and pasteurizing milk. We're just talking about doing away with the regulations that are for their own purposes. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let Gerald expand on his thoughts there a little bit more right after this break. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. 10-10, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.